Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Well, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to the Voice of Passionate Action. I am Kira Ra.
And I am Shri Ram Ka, and together we are with you.
Indeed, we are. And we are, Shri, I know I say this so often, but I'm so excited about today because, you know, Shri and I today are launching a month-long powerful discussion about our planetary ascension and the Shakti exchange that's happening on the planet right now. You know, it's early November, and this month is very exciting because it's a month where all of humanity has the opportunity to harness this energetic gift of a do-over. And I think we should talk about that, Shri.
Absolutely, because if it were any earlier in November, it would be October.
That's so true.
That's
so precious. You know, right before we went on the air, we were chatting with Doug, our producer, that down here in Guatemala, we're still kind of in Dios de la Muerte hangover because unlike other parts of the world, down here, Halloween's not the big day. It's November 1, the Day of the Dead. It's huge down here.
That was a Saturday this year.
Yeah.
You go to the cemeteries. They bring picnics and booze.
And they literally bring in Ferris wheels and merry-go-rounds. I mean, the works. Yeah.
Cemetery.
Yeah.
And it's, I frankly, I find it really beautiful.
I love it.
There's people that are there to have a few words with a loved one.
Yeah.
I mean, literally. To mourn or to celebrate.
Or to receive wisdom. This is the day they listen to spirit.
There's those that are just there saying, you know, we honor our ancestors.
Right.
And let's have a meal.
Yeah. And they do. And it's wonderful. We have a dish down here in Guatemala called fiambre. And right now it's a very popular dish. And Brussels sprouts come in this time of year. So that's a big piece of fiambre along with all other types of vegetables and meats that they put on this fiambre that they make. But, you know, the reason I'm bringing this up, along with the fact that we're still giddy with it, is that one of the things they do, and I love how this overlays with so many other traditions, it's when we start to see the weaving of the many traditions, is that they fly kites. And this is very reminiscent for Shri and I of the Tibetan prayer flag tradition, because the reason these kites are flown is to communicate to spirit, to send messages to spirit, and hold about 6 to 8 months in advance. So they start kite building by March and April. And some of these kites are like 10, 12, 14 feet in diameter.
There's those that really want to make a statement.
Right.
There's lots of small kites being flown that are beautifully decorated with brightly colored papers. And then there are the large ones that...
The community kites.
Yeah, that are basically saying we want to reach up into the heavens. We want to touch those who have blessed
right.
and stay connected to spirit.
It is a beautiful, colorful tradition. And I really feel that this year, especially as this November opens up this five-month period of this, we're referring to this as the period of the ascension initiation. Because remember, my angels, in the summer of 2014, we went through the powerful series of three blood moons. And this was a unique opening. And if you have not connected with the information we shared on that, you know, it's all over there at YouTube. Just go to our YouTube channel, simply Official Shri and Kira, and you'll find all this information. Go back and look at the July, August, and September revelations. But last July, when this information came in, when this energy of the planetary ascension opened, we announced then that we were opening up a portal that would remain open until March 2015. And that in March 2015, we're describing it as becoming like the escalator moment, because in March 2015, everybody's getting on the escalator. We're all going to be there. And that baby is not stopping until we hit 2022. So it's a very powerful moment. And, you know, going back to what we opened with, Shri, there's this energy of like this galactic or humanitarian choice of a remake, or we're throwing around the words do-over.
The do-over. Everyone wants a do-over.
Until
we're clear that we're doing as good as we can.
Or we're like, okay, been there, done that. You know, that's another option.
But truly, what we're wanting you to appreciate is that there's been such a lift in energy this year, and we're approaching a plateau moment where you will get the opportunity to witness, to harvest, to basically continue on.
Yeah.
And given how much has happened in the last 10 years, it will be nice to see a period that feels a little more like a plateau, even though it's continuing an ascension process.
Well, it's an escalator, but it's a gentle escalator.
It'll be more of a steady rather than this kind of cyclical thing.
Well, it's not an elevator, you know, and I love, and that's part of why we picked this vision of the escalator, because an escalator is a little slower, a little more gentle, whereas an elevator is like this whoop, you know, nosebleed kind of thing. And so in this ascension initiation of the next 5 months. In this month of November, one of the things that we want to chat about today is that we're in a very powerful moment. And what's happening right now is that the ancient wisdom, a lot of ancient wisdom, is not only becoming manifest or more readily available, but the, I want to say the stream of manipulated energy is moving away from it. You know, we're going to talk today about the rise of the Shakti, the planetary Shakti, and what that's meaning, and the calling back of the unification of the Shiva Shakti planetary energy. And then in the last show of this month, this is a two-part for Sri and I. We're going to open it today. We're going to close it with the last show in November. And in the middle, we have some amazing guests coming in this month. And we're going to talk about at the end of the month what this means about the chakra Vastu for your body, for our planet, for your ascension initiation, because you've got November, December, January, February, and month five, there we are, March. March is that month that puts you on that of the escalator. And so part of this right now is recognizing that October is complete, yet, you know, we had the sun, we had the moon working together, we had these powerful eclipses, and then we had a Mercury retrograde that was spinning everything really back into neutral. And that's what you want to pay attention to. What's going on in your life right now that might feel chaotic, might feel out of flow? It's actually a restoration to neutral. And for your neutral to reset, thereby offering you kind of this do-over, part of it is taking off the veil to the ancient wisdom, to the magic.
Well, I got this funny image I want to share with you.
Here it comes.
When you bake bread, there's a moment where you let it rise and then you pound it back before letting it fully rise.
And that always feels weird, doesn't it? Yeah. You're like, it looks so beautiful. I don't want to do this.
And to me, that's what this Mercury retrograde was about. We were growing, expanding, and moving forward. And then there was this moment of pause, which actually sets the framework for even more growth, for even more expansion.
Right.
For the full rise, so to speak. And so here we are in November 2014, and we are beginning a process. We're moving forward in a way that really calls upon us to wake up and pay attention evermore.
And you know, guys, want to remind you that this show is live. If you want to give us a buzz and join in the conversation or have a question or want a mini soul reading, just give us a call at 888-627-6008. 888-627-6008.
And so here we are. And, you know, oftentimes, I feel like I'm a little repetitive when I say things like pay attention, or it's a call to be more mindful. However, it's essential that we remember each of us is on our journey.
Yeah.
And each of us gets distracted.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know we've been distracted until our gaze shifts. You know, how many times have you talked to somebody and they have that 1,000-mile stare? Now, I'm not saying that that happens every day, but we know it when it happens, where there's that moment where the person just was lost in thought, lost in the gaze.
Or lost in space.
Yes.
to date myself.
And that phenomenon is a little bit of an extreme example about how most people actually live their lives. Their attention is captured by the preoccupations of fear, money, sex, honey, you know, meaning relationship, and this coping that so many people feel that they're caught in. Yet when we relax, when we breathe, we realize we're not just coping, we are accommodating the contracts and obligations we've made. We're accommodating our attentions. We're accommodating the stresses and pressures of the world. And the more we can relax our attention and widen our perspective, the more we will notice that we are part of an evolutionary cycle and the Shakti is indeed rising.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's a powerful discernment tree.
And this noticing is actually enriching.
Yeah.
And so that's really what we wanted to start bringing forward today, was that there is an energy shift on this planet. There is a rising energy, and it's beginning to purify in a most curious way.
Well, you know, that's where I'm just looking at you going, ooh, because in that purification, I love the word you're using, because really that's what these 5 months are about. It's also what November is initiating as part of that do-over energy. When we reset back to neutral, it means that we accept the neutrality of the universe. You know, the universe is ever abundant. The universe is ever creative. And we are, as beings, co-creative. We are always abundant. We are always co-creating. Yet, because of the illusion, the wide illusion, and the manipulated energy that this Kali Yuga is kind of crescendoing at, it's really a blessing. And I really want you guys to pay attention to this, that we're still in Kali Yuga, yet we have the blessing of the pinhole of light. And for those that are at that precipice, you have the opportunity to start paying attention to that.
Okay, Kira, I think you need to explain, what is Kali Yuga?
Okay, I will do that. And so, you know, for those of you that may not know, Sri and I are very aligned with and receive enormous amounts of information. And I also am a Gita scholar and have studied a lot of the Vedic scriptures. And what I can share with you in its essence, let's just do it in an essence and in a short form, is this, that in a system of ages, we are in the age of Kali Yuga. And the age of Kali Yuga is the time when we are the farthest away from our integrous spiritual truth, where the divine is as hidden as it could ever be.
So we're lost in the woods.
Well, I like lost in space. But the reality is we're never lost. And here's the blessing of it, because we can misperceive Kali Yuga. We can misperceive it as there is no chance, there is no hope. Yet remember, Kali Yuga is just one of several cycles, that everything is cyclical. The blessing of Kali Yuga, and it really is a blessing, is that before you took birth on this planet, before you said, hey, I'm standing in line, I want to go to Earth, you were aware of the linear timeline that you were requesting to be inserted into. And through that awareness, through that insertion, what's happened is that you were absolutely aware, your soul knows, your divine wisdom knows, your heart knows, that you were coming in at a time when everything, and I really mean that with the broad stroke, everything is manipulated, everything is buried, everything is twisted. And so the gift of that is that you have to be an incredibly enlightened master to say yes to come into that. And so I pray that you can get that you can look within your own heart and realize that you've been the beggar, you've been the pauper, you've been the queen, you've been the king, you've been the enlightened one, you've been the not so enlightened one, yet all of those gifts of your mastery have integrated and come forward, and you're here because you are the master. And if you're listening to our show, then whether you're listening to us because you want to diss us, or whether you're listening to us because you enjoy what you're saying, or whether you're listening to us because you're learning, the reality is that deep within you, there is this gift of enlightenment that is awakened, awakening, and expanding. And in the time of Kali Yuga, we are blessed with the opportunity to hone our discernment, because it's spiritual discernment that is the true gift of the master. And Kali Yuga brings that forward with a plethora of opportunity.
You know, so often we're absorbed into our individual
lives,
and we don't look at the lens of the greater flow. The yugas, or the ages, each had qualities, mm-hmm. and there's a cycle. And as we are coming out of or transitioning around the elliptical curve of the Kali Yuga, what this also means is there is light.
Right.
Even though there is confusion, distortion, manipulation, deception, and darkness, these very qualities make it easier to find peace, love, harmony, joy, healing, etc.
Is that so cool? I love that.
And so consider for a moment, before you just get all depressed, is that we live in the zone of duality. And with the darkness comes the light, with the blessing comes the precautions. And it's important to be able to see both.
Absolutely.
Witness both.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, Shreve, here's what I love about this. And without, I don't want to debate, you know, there's so many different people that will say, well, how many years is the Kali Yuga cycle? How many years is this? And, you know, you have Swami Sri Yukteswar that had his own calculations that claimed other people were wrong. I don't want to debate that. What I want to do is invite you to look at the blessing of the age, because regardless of what calendar or what series of astrological years you're looking at, it's the energy of Kali Yuga and the recognition that these cycles always repeat. And so here's the gift, my angel. In the energy, and we're at a precipice moment. Remember, we're starting this ascension initiation. We are all, the entire planet is in an initiation phase for the next 5 months. And this just didn't come out of nowhere, right? I mean, this has been building, building, building. And so as we're in this initiation phase, what are you initiating? What are you bringing into your life? What's going on right now? And to remember, and I can't stress enough, go watch, they're short, go watch our videos that we just posted at YouTube. Go to officialshreeankira.com, watch the November revelations. And if you didn't watch the October, watch those two and watch the two most recent installments. There's one on what is ascension, very, very powerful, came in October. And the current one about technology versus spirit, because this is all part of that Kali Yuga manipulation, Shree.
And it's all part of the opportunity to cultivate your clarity.
Yes,
you
yes.
know, this age we're in is a time of ascension.
Yes.
And so many people have used that word ascension.
Well, it's another part of the Kali Yuga.
And it's been distorted, misunderstood, et cetera. And we're not here to fill your brain with concepts. We are here to stimulate your own awareness, your
Absolutely.
Own discernment, and for to create an environment that will help you cultivate your divine wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this time of deception, manipulation, and distortion, that which is clear is sometimes not trusted at first.
Well,
it's mistaken.
Right. And all of the, here's the blessing of it. All of the false prophets will come forward. All of them. Remember, because we're in this time of allness. So all, everything is coming forward. And this is such a rich gift because, you know, sometimes people say to Shree and I, oh, you know, I used to listen to this or I used to do that and this was wrong or that was wrong. You know, the question I would invite you to ask yourself is, was it? Or was it exactly what you needed to hone your spiritual discernment? Because when you start trusting yourself, it is only you who can remember yourself awake. You must remember yourself awake. No one can do this for you. And as we begin remembering ourselves awake, it means that we are releasing our doubt within, because as the archangelic realm shares with us so often, it's only doubt that separates us from our truth. It's only doubt that keeps us away. And it's also the opportunity, as you remember yourself awake, to discern the blessings that are being given into your life, to discern the experiences, to notice, you know, or as Archangel Zadkiel always says so well, your heart is the ultimate truth detector. And in the time of Kali Yuga, it is your heart without hesitancy or doubt that will reveal your own wisdom within and ignite you to remember yourself awake.
I love that phrase, remember yourself awake,
mm-hmm.
because truly you took birth with everything you needed. And sometimes we just didn't turn around and look inside to see all the gifts.
Well, it always brings me back to Dorothy and her shoes, right? It's the red slippers, right? You know, I just want to go home because it is all there. We have it all in our physical backyard, right? We come in with everything we need to a planet that was also rich with everything we needed.
Absolutely. And what we're going to do right now is we'll take a little station break. And when we come back from these messages, we'll start tuning in with callers. And
Wonderful.
We're going to go further. But for right now, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the Self Ascension Classroom, affordable and beautiful home study for your mystical journey. Imagine the gift of studying everything that you've ever wanted at home. And on your time. Yes, it is possible, and there is so much to choose from as you dive into your home study experience. Remember that with every moment you spend studying this gift, you ignite your divinity. Imagine the mysteries of the Toheel and the crystalline clarity and radiant abundance of Vesa, a mastery balancing technique and certification process. and then cosmic life regression. Travel the universe and remember, allow yourself the gift of navigating the inner matrix. This beautiful Ascended Mastery program of the Violet Flame will take you to places you may not have dared to dream to go, and then you will rediscover the true gift of your divine nature. Yes, the time is now to study the ancient mysteries, and it's so easy to begin. Discover the Self-Ascension Classroom only at SriAndKira.com. That's SriAndKira.com. Namaste.
Welcome back. We're delighted to be with you today. And today we are exploring this age that we're living in and the Shakti of this time. And one of the things that we want to talk about in depth here in the coming minutes is just what is Shakti and what is the energy of this time and how can you, let's just say, take advantage of the blessing of that. You know, so often as we live our lives, we keep thinking we need something more, and that's so common. We do need more. We need more clarity. We need more joy. We need more trust in our own abundance.
But, you know, I got to jump in, Sri, because we only need more until we remember we are enough.
Well, and that's the rub, isn't it?
or the blessing,
because we go through the calisthenics to get there. And let's take a caller here. We have a lady on the line from California,
lovely.
Yvonne, that we are welcoming to the show.
Namaste, Yvonne. How can we serve you today?
Hi. Actually, I'm in Cave Creek, Arizona, but my phone number looks like California.
Okay. You're
still in California.
Multitasking.
I want to start some, leave what I'm doing, but I just can't seem to get out of this, the job industry, and every time I start moving forward with something, I always just stop. And I'm getting really, really drugged down by all of this.
Yeah. Well, may I ask you a question, Yvonne?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
So as you're wanting to leave, and there's already tons of information that's coming around you. However, I just want to ask you this. If you bring your hand to your heart and you close your eyes, is the reason that you get drugged down because you're afraid that if you leave, you won't be supported? Is that what's going on?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, I see that. And, I want you to know that, first of all, you have an extraordinary group around you. The group that is standing around you, the group that is actually dancing around you, your group dances, and they're very, very fluid. It's a nice soft. It's like I'm watching this beautiful, beautiful soft dance going on with all these beautiful beings around you. And they're saying that we're dancing, but you are not dancing with us. And that what that means is that there is this sense of, I don't trust enough in my own talents and skills, and I don't trust enough in the universe to let those flow through me. So thereby, I'm going to kind of flip the switch the other way. Now, I love that you called today. I think that the timing is perfect. I love that you were first. I love that we were able to get you on the air, because you've got a real big choice in front of you, and you've got, November and December are actually two energies. Sri and I have been playing with this word like Novacember, because it's like two energies. So you've actually got the rest of the year to really start looking at what is the number, and they keep putting up their hands. They all keep going number one, and they all keep saying, what is the number one fear that you have? And it's time to look at how unreal it is, because right underneath that fear is your greatest success. And they also keep saying that you have forgotten that the number one in your life is you, and that you have a much greater capacity to create and bring in around you and to move forward. And they're also saying that to remember, small steps is all it takes, but no steps is what's dragging you down. And so a small step might be to just start doing something a couple times a month that would put you toward where you ultimately want to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do have like a webpage that I've been developing. My son's working on it for me, and a mock-up and all that. And, I get started, but then I sort of just get down, because of everything that goes on around me.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm bombarded all the time. But I did see this woman come in. I was at a conference, and I was looking at the presenter, and this woman came in behind him, and it wasn't a real woman. I mean, it was a spirit, and kept wanting me to talk to him for her. And I, you know, of course, I couldn't do that. It wasn't their place and time. But it was strange because that's never happened to me before.
Well, I love that. And thank you for sharing that, because what that is that's part of this window. It's and the window is teaching you that you have greater gifts than you're giving yourself the blessing of revealing. And so remember, whenever things feel like they're closing in or you're overwhelmed or there's too much going on, those are exactly the times when you need to stop and literally, I mean, get up, walk outside for a moment. If you can't stretch, move your energy, bring your hand to your heart, take in a deep breath and just affirm, I trust myself, I am moving forward. And if you can start with just that, I think you'll be really pleased. The other thing I'll share with you is in January, Sri and I are doing a very powerful teleworkshop. It's on RRST Science. It's a whopping $22. You should join workshop. It will definitely help you. You will be very happy you joined us. But you've got 2 months.
Thank you.
Take advantage and enjoy. And I'm glad you called today.
All right.
Namaste.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And to Yvonne and anyone else that is relating to the predicament of having some inertia around moving forward.
Yeah, yet knowing you want to.
Exactly. You know, we have the skills and the adult perspectives, yet we have this other energy inside that is a little tentative at times. Mm-hmm. And so one thing that's useful, this is a little homework tip for those of you that want it, is to do a little journaling on the positive qualities that others have seen in me are.
Yeah, beautiful.
You know, and I'm talking about simple things like friends tell me I'm a good listener, or I'm compassionate, or I'm kind to animals, whatever it is. It might also be, I'm funny or a good writer, or I'm skilled at certain things. Make a list of the things that others have told you about you. This is the feedback from the social circle. And take a look at all those lovely qualities, because when we move out into the world, we don't want to forget that we have those things.
Well, you know, Sri, I love
foundational.
That. It does. And here's something that I love. And I think Yvonne's call was so right on target that we should jump right in and talk a little bit about the Shakti exchange, because that's what she's also saying. Right now, her Shakti exchange is not as full as it should be. And, you know, Sri and I actually have just published a beautiful sharing on Shakti exchange. If you go to our website, SriAnnKira.com, you'll see right on the homepage, Shakti exchange. Just click on it and go read it, because it's important to understand that we are in the middle of a planetary rise of Shakti. And I think, Sri, that kind of begs the question of, well, let's talk about what that is and what that means.
Well, Shakti, in the simplest form, is energy.
Right.
And what we're referring to, actually, is divine energy. It's that that grace, that life force energy. And your Shakti is enhanced as you live a life of authenticity in alignment with your own divinity. There's a difference between building up emotional tension and accumulating Shakti.
Well, and for those of you, I hear some of you saying, wait a minute, I thought Shakti was this, or this. So for those of you that say, well, I thought Shakti was all about my Kundalini or internal energy, or I thought Shakti is a goddess. The beauty of Shakti is she is very, very fluid, right? All of those definitions fit into the definition of Shakti. What we're talking about, what we're inviting you to remember, because remember, my angels, this is inside of you. What we're inviting you to remember is that the Shakti is the divine receptor. It is the energy of receiving, and it begins at the traditional root chakra found at the base of the spine. And this is why a lot of people equate Shakti with Kundalini. What we're inviting you to do is remember this. Take this one on. I want you guys to just try this one on. You deserve because you were born.
You deserve because you were born.
Now, I want you to really take that in. It means You were born. You're already a master.
You don't have to prove anything to in order to receive abundant flow.
It's yours, my loves. You know, coming to this planet is graduation. It's not remedial homework, okay? You came here because you're already the master. And I know that that flies upside down in a lot of people's belief systems that think you're here because you're trying to become a master. My angels, it's just the opposite. This is the top of the pyramid. You're here because you are a master. Now, you may have bound yourself to this planetary energy for many, 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 many lifetimes. That's a form of mastery of this form of being. However, it does not negate that you're here because you're a master. It's the lifetime when you remember yourself awake that you are free. And the fact that the planetary Shakti has become available is outrageously beautiful because it's giving you an opportunity to make leaps and bounds in that remembrance.
You know, one of the most beautiful things that I remember Archangel Zadkiel sharing with me was something along this line. He said, Sri Ramka, everyone here is awake.
Yes.
Now, I immediately balked when I heard that. I said, oh, no. We're in a process of awakening, you know. We're trying to become enlightened.
Right.
And he didn't say, no, you're wrong. He just continued. He said, everyone here is awake. However, what they are awake to differs.
Exactly.
What are you awake to? Are you awake to your struggle? Are you awake to suffering? Or are you awake to the universal oneness? Are you awake to the joy? And as we consider just that shift, that discernment, freedom is at hand.
You know, I love that. And before we take our next caller, let me just finish and share this with you, angels, that remember that our Mother Earth is our first source of receiving. She is your first Shakti experience, meaning that you are born here. You deserve because you were born. And our beloved mother, our Gaia mother, has everything you need. We have the medicines. We have the trees, the plants, the creativity, everything you need, literally. She is giving you without limits, without judgment, without restriction. You are being showered constantly from the mother. This Shakti is being showered to you and you receive it through the root chakra. Yet, when we're preoccupied with money, when we're preoccupied with support, when we're preoccupied with our basic needs or our fears, we literally shut our root chakra, thereby saying to our mother, I do not deserve, I am not ready to receive. And we literally forget that Shakti is an exchange. And if we are not receiving, we start giving from an empty well.
And this is a concept and a truth that sometimes we need to just breathe and relax and allow that shift of perspective to come into us. We are constantly being given energy.
Yes.
And fear is the unifying concept of rejecting.
Wow, that's powerful.
When I say unifying concept, what I mean by that is every limiting belief you have, meaning money is the root of all evil, for example, or
right.
I don't deserve, or there's something wrong with me or something wrong with you. When we have those kinds of judgments, the unifying principle in all of those judgments is fear.
Yes.
And people say fear is the enemy, but we get distracted by the many faces of fear.
Well, fear is also the ultimate expression of Kali Yuga.
Yes, and fear is the ultimate expression of your mastery. If
yeah.
you're able to walk through your fears, you get completed. We're done.
Absolutely, and it's remembering yourself awake through the fear.
Have a laugh at all the faces of fear because they're all here to remind you of how brilliant you are, that you can walk through and face and transmute all of them.
Well, you know, I was giggling lately because, you know, of course, in the media right now, the next new fear, as if society wasn't being bombarded with enough fear, is Ebola. And
consider this for a moment, because there's another thing that we need to talk about that's another aspect of the Kali Yuga, and that's the interference energies.
Yes.
There are indeed conscious energies seeking to interfere with the homogenization, with the harmony, with the ascension process. Mm-hmm. And so by stirring up the thought forms of fear, by bringing in the next crisis, the next problem,
right.
it disconnects many people from their abundant flow.
Yeah.
And that the
fear is not only a distraction, but it causes the chakra to, it's like pinching, you know.
It's like a collapse.
It collapses chakra. And what that does is it creates a mass consciousness of dependency.
Right.
Rather than the masses flowing with the abundant harmony and the peace of being in the Garden of Eden, there is this tension, this distrust, and this constant alertness that comes with fear, and that creates the hierarchical experience of less than and more than.
Right.
And of course, the far more people on the less than side of that teeter-totter.
Very much so. And we're gonna move to a caller, but I want to share with you that we're also going to chat about today what happens when we receive? What happens when this planet is now pouring out Shakti and that we understand what a Shakti exchange is? We're going to be talking a lot more about that. But before we do, Sri, why don't we receive our next caller?
Absolutely. We have a gentleman from New York that's been standing by. So let's welcome Bill to the show.
Namaste, Bill. Welcome.
Welcome, and thank you.
We're delighted to hear from you. How may we serve you today?
Well, you are talking exactly about what I need to hear. And I'm in a position where I'm at a crossroads of either going full senior citizen or go full back to work with a really decent job that I can't really... people aren't giving to me. And so I'm sort of stuck in that Cali position of everything falling apart, yet underneath I feel like everything is going to be okay, and I'm sort of surviving as we go along here. And yet there's that fear because I feel like I'm stuck in between.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad you called today, Bill. It's such a joy to connect with you. I want to share with you that as you were speaking, two amazing beings came forward. One of them identified themselves as Archangel Raphael. The other one is just this magnificent, feels very much almost like either a Master Lanto. It's this very ascended light form. But they're both saying to you, you can have it all. That there is this vitality in you that is the primary, and it's so funny, they're putting it in quotes. They're saying, if you wanted a job right now, it's your vitality, that you have a beautiful sense of vitality that you are able to reinitiate in your life. And they're saying that the way that you can do that is manyfold, and that one of the ways you can do that is just by allowing yourself to continue with a smile. They're showing me your smile, which I just think is stunning, and your eyes have these beautiful crystalline lights in them. And they're saying that there is a celebration of your maturity that you have yet to share with others, and that in the celebration of the maturity, the manifest form of this support will create a way of working in the world that will delight you, and that you have so many talents and gifts that are needed. They just keep saying you are needed. Your wisdom is needed. Your maturity is needed. Your smile is needed. And that right now for you, they're saying that the number one thing for you right now is to gaze at your vitality, celebrate it, harness it, empower it. And through that gift, you're going to become like this magnet. And even as I'm connecting with you right now, I feel a magnetism of your energy, this beautiful central core. And I believe that's why your inner self already knows everything's going to be okay, because you, my angel, are a rare gift to this planet, and you have a lot to share. And so I encourage you to be really dancing with the vitality of who you are, especially right now and through the next month. You're resonating with the number two. Tells me everything's very close. It's very, very close for you as far as where you want to express and how you want to express yourself. The last thing I want to share that this Raphael is saying, he's saying, don't limit yourself. Look at options you may not have looked at before, because you're actually at a wonderful creative phase of your life. And the next few years for you, quite frankly, look pretty beautiful.
Well, thank you. I wish Raphael has been a friend for ages, I think several lifetimes, and sometimes I would like them to sort of lay out that path a little more clearly, if that makes sense.
Well, it makes sense, and I want to give you a tip. go into a meditative state, breathe hand to heart, relax, you know, be in a moment of calmness, and then just simply ask, say, show me my perfect day, show me my next step, and relax and let it come to you in whatever way it comes, whether it's a picture, a thought, a felt sense. Guidance is always available. However, we've been trained to turn it off, and it sneaks back in on us. And so invite it in.
And as you invite it in, Raphael is just giggling and looking at you saying, I hear you. I have always heard you. And ending with this, he's simply saying, Bill, the key is in the vitality. He's saying, as you meditate, as you do what Sri suggested, focus on the word vitality and see how that comes forward for you. I think you're going to be delighted. As a matter of fact, I know you are. And I'm really glad you called today. Namaste, my love. Many blessings.
Thank you all. Love you guys.
You. We love you too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And yes, it's always a wonderful thing when we get to connect with each of you and to share, because we learn from each other.
Indeed, we do.
And you know, one of the things we've been exploring today is Shakti. And I want to come back to that, because this is an essential discernment for us to shift our own flow.
Mm-hmm.
When we recognize that the fact that we have this life means we deserve, the fact that we were born means we are enough.
Underscore that, highlight that, underscore that, bold type, you know, you were born, you deserve, period, end of story.
And you don't need to justify it. You don't need a degree. You don't
exactly.
need a credential. And this world has so many distortions in it. It's at some point, you know, when you're a little kid and you go into the fun house, it's pretty intimidating.
Yeah.
When you really become older, you go in the fun house and you look at how primitive this is.
You go, really? It's like, was I ever afraid of that?
Was I really afraid of those things? And it's a little bit like that as we gain in maturity and life experience, begin to realize that the world has lots of delusionary alarm signals.
Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga.
Lots of things that will distract us from the truth. That you are enough, that each and every one of us has the opportunity to claim abundant flow and to live in that joy.
Right.
And this doesn't mean finding a new job. What this means is recognizing the flow that is already here.
Oh, Sri, I love that. Say that again.
Okay. You don't have to change anything. You don't have to find a new job. In order to shift your circumstances, we must recognize the flow that is already here. To breathe in, to hold your hand on your heart, to relax whatever tensions and anxieties are there, and for one moment to recognize, I am fulfilled.
Yes.
I am sustained.
Yes.
I am enough.
Yes, yes, yes.
And to be able to say to the Divine Mother, thank you, good things come to me.
Well, now this is the receiving of Shakti, because, you know, this is one of the things that's important to pay attention to. The earth doesn't give to you because she feels obligated. Right? She just does.
She gives because that's her role.
That's who she is. Exactly. And your nature is to receive and give in balance. It's your nature. You know, we each have a role, right? We were born, we deserve, we have a role. Mother Earth's role is to give us everything we need to survive in the physical world.
And each of us has our own role depending upon the particular mission. You know, there was a certain driving impulse that guided us to take birth. And deserving isn't part of it.
Right.
Deserving is just simply capturing the memory that you are enough.
Exactly.
And once that memory is captured, once you go, I don't know what I was thinking before. And you realize I'm good. I'm okay.
Right.
I'm safe.
Well, you know,
then we can give back.
Well, we can. And this is going to bring us to that big M word, which is money, because so many people block their Shakti around abundance or money. And so remember that, you know, we didn't always have a monetary system. I mean, certainly we find ancient coins and it's been around. However, and I love how so many of today's beautiful, 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 youth, I'm going to say youth, 20s, you know, 30s, teenagers, are starting to recognize the value of the exchange, meaning that when our beautiful Mayan priests down here, you know, lots of these villagers down here don't use money. They still barter. And so if you go to the Mayan priest and you want him to do a ceremony for you, or you want him to provide a healing service for you, you might bring him some chickens, or you might bring him tortillas, or you might bring him tamales, or you might bring him a piece of clothing that you made, or a piece of cloth. And you bring an amount equal to the energy that the priest will extend, so that it's always in balance.
And this Shakti exchange is the natural flow between beings.
Yes.
We give our love, our attention, our skills, our accumulated Shakti, and in return, we receive the same from another.
And so each being gives Shakti as to what they have. So if you happen to have money, you give money. If you have something else, you give that. But it has to be balanced.
And it is in recognizing the balance that we are in the place of contentment.
Right.
We're in the place of expanding harmony. Whenever we think that we have to get a deal or we're being dealt a bad hand, we're actually pinching off the abundant flow.
Right.
We're truncating it.
Right.
And this attitude of competitiveness, this attitude of stealing or bargain or deal. I'm not saying we don't deserve good deals. What I'm saying is there is an energy of suspicion that actually inhibits
mistrust.
Flow.
Mistrust, energy. Right. You know, the earth gives to us because she trusts us. So she just gives. And it's our role, it's our job to receive. That's a balanced Shakti exchange.
And as we receive, we become more self-full.
Yeah.
Now consider that for a moment. You know, we have been taught by many elders that it's better to give than to receive. We're taught not to be
Kali
selfish.
Yuga.
Well, that's an actual distortion. It was put in place to help make everybody more manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And it also has
some wisdom. And for churches to have more money.
Well, there's that. And there's also some distorted wisdom there, is that we don't want the egos to get out of hand and abuse each other. So there's a recognition that like the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill is a pretty basic commandment, is it not?
I would hope so.
It's surprising that anyone would have to write that one down to remember it. But we do get distorted here. And there are beings and governments that think that killing is an appropriate way to resolve problems. But I'm digressing.
You are. And so when we recognize that Shakti is energy, and that in our quote-unquote modern world, our means of exchanging Shakti is services for money. You go to the grocery store and you offer a Shakti exchange for the food that you bring home. You visit a doctor or a healer, you offer them a Shakti exchange, and the Shakti exchange is the healing service in exchange for whatever they're charging that's balanced. When we see money as Shakti, then we realize that money is unlimited. We realize that we will always have enough. And that is the blessing of recognizing that when we let go of the limiting beliefs, our Shakti is ever flowing and ever abundant. And so this is why when Sri and I offer workshops, we offer a Shakti exchange amount, because we're exchanging our life force, our Shakti energy, for the Shakti amount that's a balanced exchange. And this is how your life is. Are you offering your Shakti exchange in balance? And more importantly, not only is this happening on a personal level, for the first time in many, 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 many millennia, the earth is now at a moment of a rise of her own Shakti. Now, for many, this is going to seem out of balance, especially if they're stuck in third dimensional reality or Kali Yuga manipulations, because that's why the earth feels like she's trembling, like she's out of balance. The earth is trying to reset herself.
This may stretch the boundaries a little bit, but if we look at planetary weather changes and earthquakes and storms, these are all expressions.
Right.
And these are all energies. And it's important to recognize that you are trading your life force energy with those you interact with.
Exactly.
And as we become more conscious of this, we start noticing that I am always renewed.
Right.
I'm always refilled.
Mm-hmm.
And when we notice that, it expands.
Remember,
what you look at increases.
So true.
Let's notice that abundant flow. Let's notice that we are always given,
more than we recognize. And in that trust, we begin to float. Now, we speaking of floating, we have a caller on the line.
All right. I love it.
Who has floated with us before. And so we're going to welcome Sophia from San Francisco to the show.
Oh, namaste, beloved.
Hi, Siri and Kira. How are you?
We are well. How are you today?
Good. Thank you very much. This is my second. I think I've done two mini soul readings, and one is in person, one is on radio. So I'm a little embarrassed that I'm called again. Because the first time you told me that I'm supposed to be a divine teacher, and the second time you said, go out, just be seen. And I feel I've done a lot of work in that direction, but still haven't really made solid, step, I guess. Mm-hmm. Haven't gone out to do the things. So I guess I feel I have a lot of skills, and sometimes I want to work with young adults, and sometimes I want to work with senior executives. There's conflict, and I just want to know what are my maybe most unique gifts that I must honor, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense, and I'm so grateful that you called. So first thing I want to do is just share my smile with your beautiful smile and say, let go of that embarrassment energy. That is absolutely not you. And I want to share this with you, my angel, because you are such an angel. Oh, my goodness. You know, the whole time you were speaking, you had these cute, it was funny, you had two groups. The first little group that was like skipping around you looked like these little fairy sprites, and they're absolutely adorable. And each one is in these cute little outfits. I mean, just precious, precious, precious. And then the other group that was around you was standing in a circle holding hands. And I'm just hearing, om. I mean, I'm just hearing this deep, beautiful cosmic hum as these little dancing sprites are dancing around you. And they're all saying the same thing to you, which is just start. In other words, where do you want to begin? Get clear. They're saying, I saw, here's what they showed me, and however you want to manifest this is up to you, but here's what they're showing me. They're showing me a brochure. It's like a flyer. It's a little workshop. It's about an hour, and it's about people finding their heart in whatever way that translates for you. And they're saying, start by putting something out there, and it will manifest from there. And that even if only one person shows up, it's the person that's supposed to work with you to ignite the flame. Because the flame inside of you right now looks more like a spark. It's awake, it's alive, and it's bright. But it's time to fan it. It's time to make it a bonfire. And the only way to do that for you is they're just saying, go do it. Just do it. And so you can do any of what you're talking about, my love. You're good at all of it. The key is for you to get clear by actually taking the step and then to delight yourself in how well received you are, because you know, have that.
As yeah. Kira was sharing with you, I had my eyes closed and I saw you giving these introductory evenings.
Yeah, yeah.
These little free workshops that offered inspiration, and it's a way of sharing who you are with others. And it's like Wednesday night, here's the topic.
Right.
Next Wednesday was another topic. And before you know it, you have a flow.
And just do it, my angel. The key is you've got the next 2 months. You're resonating with the number 4. So maybe that means you, in February is when you would have this first little thing. But they're saying that right now, just do it. Get clear, focused, and do it. And you'll delight yourself and be surprised. And so I'm really glad you called today, because that Shakti, my love, bringing yourself out there, you have a well of Shakti that's huge. And it's time to start exchanging that, right? You know, we build, and then we want to exchange it to keep it ever fuller and ever more creative. We love you, dear one. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you both.
Thank you, angel. Namaste.
Well, here we are as we're coming to a close for today.
How does that happen? It goes so fast.
It seems to just happen. You know, it's the way
it does, because
this TikTok reality works.
And as we're getting there, I just want to share with all of you that remember, as this month is opening, as you receive the Shakti, there's another place we receive from, okay? And we're going to talk a lot more about this at the end of the month, but I want you guys to hear this today. As we receive in the root, as we unblock the root, as we realize that we have an infinite well, as we realize that if we hesitate and hold on to our money and don't flow, we're closing off more. The other place we receive from is our divine father or the Shiva. And that energy comes in through the crown. And this is part of the chakra vastu opening. And that unless we are open and clear and receiving from the mother and letting that shakti flow, we're unable to get that ultimate kind of like jettison receptivity, which is all of the wealth of the father.
So consider for a moment, if we put this in more of emotional terms, your foundational chakra, your root chakra, is about your safety in the world. You're feeling comfortable in the world and loving yourself and trusting yourself. And that opens up the tree of light, so to speak. Mm. And then the seventh chakra is the co-creative energy of the divine saying, oh, there's one of my children. There's one who has bloomed and is ready for more experiences, for a greater outreach. And as the seventh opens in a person who has stabilize the lower chakras, then co-creation takes off in a big way.
So what if the rise of that shakti, which a lot of people, not a lot, but there are people that have misunderstood that as being more of a sexual thing or a kundalini thing. What if the rise of the shakti is that we are receiving in abundance, our abundance is stabilized so that we can pull that energy all the way up, all the way up, all the way up, so that it flows out of our crown like a waterfall, and the divine father, the Shiva, comes in and says, yes, I want to be one with thee, and you have called me here. And then the abundance is received from the Shiva Shakti unified, meaning that your flow, your abundant flow, your wisdom, your finances, your job, your career, your life, your love, all of it is in beautiful union. You are the sacred union of the Shiva Shakti unified. Our world has opened up. The ascension initiation is here. Join us, my loves. Let November be amazing as we all step on that escalator to ascension.
Take a deep breath. It's been a pleasure to be with you today. And until we have the joy of being with you again, may you truly know that all is truly well. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.